This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Folks, I can't tell you how excited I am about the conversation that we are about to have. And something exciting is coming to St. Tammany Parish. It's all about civics in today's society. The study of the rights and the duties of citizenship is how it's defined. The St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce is hosting the Civics Bee as part of the United States Chamber of Commerce's push for civics in every state as part of the nation's 250th anniversary. And we're joined by Michelle Biggs, Vice President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Neil, for having me.
I was so excited when I heard that this was going to be the topic today. I have been a big promoter of the study of civics. It's something that's lacking in our schools, not only in this state, but around the country. And it's about time, you know, we bring it back.
It is. And this is such a great program, and we are so excited to host it this year. So, as you mentioned, you know, for a while, there was a trend of declining civics education in the U.S. schools. And I think mainly it was because there was such a focus on STEM education, which, of course, is also important. But what we're finding is that because of this, like 70% of adults fail a basic civics quiz. 26% can't even name a single First Amendment right. So, you know, we feel that it's very important for everyone to be engaged in the civics process. We feel that informed and active citizens contribute to a strong economy and workforce and country. So we're really excited to bring this program to the North Shore.
I'm sure you read it like I do. When you go to social media, you see some of this dialogue and rhetoric going back and forth. And I mean, it's amazing to me just how our population is so ignorant about how its own government operates.
Right. And unfortunately, you know, it's that lack of knowledge that leads to a lot of the civil discourse that you see on social media. And we're hoping that if we can educate the students, help educate the students, it will also trickle out to the parents. And hopefully, if everybody is more informed, then they can have more knowledgeable conversations and be a little more civil.
Yeah, and I mean, and you see it, I'm sure, just at the local government level as well, right? I mean, the back and forth between citizens and their elected leaders, the political discourse is getting pretty damn ugly, I think it's safe to say. And a lot of it is driven and motivated by ignorance. I mean, they're arguing over things that they don't even quite understand how the process works.
Right. So I just read an article this morning from Johns Hopkins University, and they did a study, and they're saying that now this program that the U.S. Chamber Foundation has implemented is really starting to have an effect. I think they've had the program for about 3 years now, and they're finding that it's really getting good results, that students are coming out more informed, and they're growing into young adults who are more engaged in the community and engaged in politics and government. And, you know, hopefully the leaders that will come from this will be able to lead us more civilly and really contribute to the nation.
So let's get into the granular details of the Civics Bee. Tell us about it.
Sure. So it is a competition, and it's nationwide, and it's for 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students. And it's where they showcase their civics knowledge, their knowledge about history and government. It starts off with a written essay. There's a portal that the students can go on and complete. It's a very simple first essay. And then they advance through regional, state, and national competition. And so what we're going to be hosting is the regional competition. And it's similar to a spelling bee, what you would normally think about that, but it's all about civics. So they are able to be on the stage and present a little bit about their essay. And then there's multiple choice questions about civics, how government works, about the Bill of Rights, and all of these various things related to civics. And they compete for cash prizes at each level. And then the finalists will advance to the national championship, and they are actually receive a paid trip up to Washington, D.C. They compete for national recognition, and the grand finalist will actually receive a $100,000 contribution to a 529 education savings plan. So that's, you know, a really big deal. And so we're just super excited to be offering it for the regional competition, and then they'll go to a state, et cetera. So we're just really excited about it.
I love that they contribute to a 529 education savings plan, because that way it's restricted in the manner in which it is spent, right?
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
It actually eats. Each state's first place winner will, the school that they attend will actually receive a $5,000 award to the school. So, and, you know, like I said, along the way, the students receive trophies and certificates and cash prizes and all kinds of swag. So it makes it fun, of course. And then, you know, but it's also teaching them something very important.
And how many years is this program been going on now? Did you say
it's
three?
It's been going on for about 3 years. Up until 2026, not all states have participated. This is actually the first year that Louisiana is participating. And I believe there are about 4 or 5 chambers of commerce across the state that are hosting regional competitions. So we're really excited. You know, it's all for the 250th birthday of the United States, as you mentioned earlier. They really had a push to get it into all 50 states.
That's awesome. So if you're a student and you want to apply to be a part of this competition, how do you go about doing that?
So they can go to our website, and we have a special page set up, and it's sttammanychamber.org/civicsbee. And there's an application portal, and they go on, and there's all kinds of study guides for the students. There's a guide to fulfill the actual essay part of the competition, which is what they have to do to kind of get started. And there's also, I just wanted to kind of throw out there for any of the teachers or school people that might be out there listening, there's actually an educator toolkit on our website. So that we're hoping that the schools will actually participate and put this in the classrooms. They'll be able to incorporate it in their curriculum. We've had a very good conversation with our local school board here on the North Shore, as well as some of the Archdiocese schools. And, you know, I'm hoping that the classes in the 5th, 6th, and 7th, 8th grade will be able to participate. So the application, the essay is actually open until February 3rd, and that's the deadline for the students to fulfill that initial application, an essay.
So what has been, have y'all been able to gauge what the reaction has been, you know, this year being Louisiana's first year?
Yes, everybody's really excited about it from the school perspective. Like I said, the meetings that I've had with the school board and the archdiocese, I've even started reaching out to some of the local youth groups. The Girl Scouts of Southeast Louisiana is going to be participating and encouraging their girls to participate. There's actually a badge that they can receive, so that's kind of cool. And, you know, I'm reaching out to a lot of the other youth groups and community groups in the area to just get the word out. But everybody seems very receptive. I think it's something that everybody agrees is necessary. And so we're getting a lot of really good feedback so far.
So this is open to 6th, 7th, 8th graders. If you have an interest in this competition, you can go to St. Tammany, STTAMMANY, chamber.org/civics, B. That's CIVICSBEE. And the application is self-explanatory. Great opportunity for kids. And remember that the portal is open, but it closes. It's now open, but it closes February 3rd, 2026. Final thoughts, Michelle?
We're just really happy to be participating. We feel that civics plays a crucial role in shaping of our country's future. And we encourage all of the students out there who hear about this and all the parents, of course, to share it with the kids and get involved in the process and help them study. And we know it will be a great success. And we look forward to hosting the actual live competition in April of next year. And we can't wait to see how the students do. And hopefully somebody from our area will be going ranking up through the state and hopefully the national level competition.
And hopefully this will influence our schools throughout the state to engage more in civics education. I think it will.
Yes. Yes, we hope so. Yes.
Absolutely. Michelle Biggs, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for you guys stepping up and being part of this program. I'm really excited about it. Michelle is the vice president of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. When we come back, we'll visit with Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners. They're the folks that own the long-abandoned Lindy Boggs Medical Center. They purchased it a couple of years ago, and they're trying to put this back into the stream of commerce, and they'll tell us about how this bond package that you will be voting on November 15th will facilitate them doing so. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. The long blighted Lindy Boggs Medical Center has kind of been down and out since Hurricane Katrina. There have been a number of efforts over the years to try and reestablish something there, redevelop it, get it back into the stream of commerce. They've not been able to do so. It seems as though we have an opportunity this time with some relatively new owners that purchased that property there that have worked out a really interesting proposal to get this done. And joining us is Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners that now owns that property. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. Nice to talk to you again.
Paul, yeah, absolutely. And this is I think, as I look at the details of this, a great opportunity to get this property back redeveloped and into the stream of commerce. Tell us about how this will ultimately work and why this bond package that voters will be voting on November 15th is critical and important to this project.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. If I could take a minute just to say that when we purchased an interest in Mercy Partners that owned the property from one of the owners, our original concept was to try and redevelop the building. Without going into a lot of detail, that proved to be not feasible. And as we went through hiring consultants on urban design and doing a study of the area and help us determine what is the best thing to do to try and redevelop that site, it became clear that what we needed to do was take the building down, because you just can't develop the building. It just doesn't lay out right. And when we started looking at, okay, we're going to take it down, that building has got a 65,000 square foot basement that used to be the offices for Mercy Hospital. And we looked at that and realized that you could actually take stormwater and gravity drain it into it, hold it while the event was happening, and then when the event subsided, gradually release that water by gravity flow again back out into the system. We literally did a number of engineering studies and determined that in this particular case, a 10-year storm, 6-hour duration, that we could reduce the level that the water would rise in the street by 6 inches. And we did a benefit cost analysis that showed that the benefit to cost ratio was about 1.7, which is extremely good. So we looked at this as a way, let's get the building down, let's try and redevelop it. And what we're kind of looking at is multifamily with a plaza separating that from a boutique office and some retail. And we think we can get that done. And what we're doing at the same time is we're improving the drainage in that area. So we thought that if the bond issue passes, it will help pay the cost to get the building down so we can then create this retention project. Actually, it will hold about 2.7 million gallons of water, benefit the city, and help us get to the point that we can redevelop the project in a better way, somewhat ground up, because we would be building on top of this retention facility. And in looking at it, and looking at the studies we had done by Gensler and others, we think when we do that, it'll also spur economic development on the adjacent sites. In fact, Sidney Torres, who has a large site right across Conti Street from this project, is kind of waiting for this blighted building to come down to start his project also. So we see it as a win-win. We help the drainage system for the area in a way that's less expensive because we already have the basement there, and it helps us get the building down to redevelop the site in a better way.
Let's explore this for the benefit of the listening audience. The city has had a desire to find locations to have these underground stormwater retention systems put in place, right? And
Correct.
Because of the density of the population throughout that neighborhood, there's just not an available tract of land to do so. So this kind of helps them, and they help you in the end.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. If you look at the H&H or the hydraulic study that the cities had done for the entire city, they did look at how they could put a retention project in this area. And you're exactly correct. There is no site to do it. Their only site to do it is in the median of the Norman Francis Boulevard, and it's not effective, cost-effective, or even really that effective in terms of improving the drainage there. So this works real well because we're in we're in an area where they don't have a place to put this as they do in other parts of the city. And so it's a real benefit.
Yeah. And because they've realized and recognized that the capacity or the ability to build additional canals, it's just not there. It's cost prohibitive, and they just don't have the land to do it. So this is the approach that they've taken. And a lot of new construction in certain areas, they have to actually put in some of this. But the city has this desire to do more than just that, because it's kind of limited and is a percentage of the footprint of whatever it is you're building. This obviously would be bigger.
Sure. That's correct. And when you look at these water retention projects that they're looking at, that they're trying to put all over the city, it is an effective way to in effect, increase your capacity to handle stormwater without increasing pipes or canals. And because, as you say, you can't do it.
Yeah. And obviously, this section of the city, this neighborhood, what retail they do have there has been very successful over the years and has created, I think, a lot of stability to that neighborhood over the years. And that's why, I've always been curious and intrigued by, how we're going to go about dealing with this particular building. It doesn't surprise me that it's very difficult to do anything with it. hospitals have been traditionally, and you know this better than I, but I know this from my years at East Jeff Hospital serving on the board, is a hodgepodge of buildings as you grew from a little footprint to a little bit bigger footprint to a little bit bigger footprint. And you know, it's hard when you look at contemporary standards as what you want to have in not only residential space but commercial space. It's rare that you find a building that aligns, especially if it was a hospital.
Right. You're exactly right. And you describe this building exactly. It's made up of seven different, an original building, and then seven different additions that were put on it in between, 1955 and 1990. And it just, nothing works out. It doesn't lay out well at all for anything else. We thought a continuum of care might lay out well in the hospital because that's four different uses, but it didn't work. It really didn't work.
Well, and especially when you're building under probably seven different building codes too. It just complicates it even more. Been there, done that. You know, when you sit on a board, you evaluate these things and you make these decisions of something similar to this, and it all becomes evidently clear. You know, man, it would be great if we could just tear this whole sucker down and start over again. You know, but that's when you're operating a business, it doesn't work that way, right?
Well, that's exactly that's true. And when we went through this exact analysis on Mercy, when we even brought in other developers and said, do you have an idea, you know, but we just could not find an economic solution. And then when we finally said, we've got to get it down, and then we started looking at the basement and what's there and what it could do, because you can't use the building for the basement for any use today,
right?
Because it's below the water, the flood level, flood grade. And so we looked at that and said, well, this doesn't make any sense to take this out and fill it up when we could use it for that. And we could then have the air rights above it to build on. And actually, most of what goes on top of it would be a kind of a public plaza, a landscape public plaza. So it really made sense. And if we can get this done with this bond issue, we can eliminate a blighted building, we can improve drainage, and we can spur economic development in the area. And Neil, you also write about the existing retail in that area. The Carrollton Shopping Center, which is about three or four blocks away, is very successful. And if you actually look at the different food and beverage and retail outlets in the immediate area around Mercy, they are very successful. So we think there is a real ability to not only put the multifamily, but to put some food and beverage, additional food and beverage retail there, and perhaps a boutique office over that retail.
No doubt. And we are convinced that this will provide the necessary dollars to complete the demolition of this space, correct?
Yes, it will. And it will provide the dollars to do
the retention.
To do the retention part. So, for instance, we've also done a certain. We've got the city model now, the city hydraulic model, and our engineers are refining it for this area. We've done a survey of the conditions of every catch basin around the site, all the storm drainage pipes around there, and then we have to design the inflows structures from the storm drainage and the outflow. So we'll be taking storm water from certain locations, bring them into a sedimentation structure through an oil separator, and we have to design all that and build all that as part of doing this. But yes, it will provide that ability for us to do that.
Absolutely. And Paul, if I may, and I don't know if y'all have figured this out yet, but let's assume for the moment it passes and the funds become available. Is there a timeline about when y'all would get started on the project?
Yes, we have. First of all, my understanding of the city's schedule is that if the bond issue, the voters vote positively for the three bond issues, then the city would be prepared to sell the bonds probably in the second quarter of next year. We have gotten six proposals, bids, if you will, for the demolition of the building, and we have actually applied for a demolition permit. So we could be prepared to start the demolition in January, frankly, which I would like to do and not wait until the bonds are sold. The issue is going to be how do we provide the interim financing, and that's what we're working, you know, to start in January before the bonds right. are actually sold in the second quarter, and we're working on that now.
If I'm reading the tea leaves correctly, I think the mood of the neighborhood is sooner rather than later. In fact, a number of the folks in that neighborhood have embraced this project moving forward, right?
Yes, we've been talking to the neighborhood association. We've been meeting with them every 3 months about the project, seems like for the past 4 years, telling them, you know, what our issues are, what we're trying to do, when addressing their concerns about how can we secure the project and keep the project as clean as possible. When they are very positive about this proposal and getting this done, and we've gotten a lot of support from them.
Yeah, I think this is one of those transformational projects for the city of New Orleans, quite frankly, and best of luck to you. Hope that it all works out, because I think it's one that creates momentum for us in trying to rebuild our population. We cannot survive where we are right now. It's not going to work. We have to grow our population. We have to grow, you know, our job force and everything along with it. You know that better than most. But I just think this is one of those important signature projects out there that we just needed to get done. So congratulations on what y'all have accomplished thus far, and best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it, and I agree with you. It can be a transformative project, because it not only addresses this site, but it'll spawn development on adjacent sites. And I appreciate the opportunity of getting a chance to talk to you about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Paul Flower, managing member of Mercy Partners, the owners of the old Lindy Boggs Medical Center. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stay with us. So I hope we were able to bring some context to that small portion of what's going to be voted on November 15th. You have the opportunity to vote today in early voting and again tomorrow in early voting. And the next text, I'm going to read it and I'll explain where I'm at on this as well. The texter says, I feel bad about this, but I voted no on the propositions to raise money. Not until there's an explanation as to how the city got to the point where it is today does it make sense to continue to hand over more money to the city. I will tell you, quite honestly, I was at that point, that feeling early onset, and I started to kind of evaluate where this is, what it's about, looking more at what it's going to provide. And that's why I thought it was important to talk about this project today. I wish we were able to do it a little earlier, but there's just been a lot going on, right? But this is really, for me, more a bet on the new administration. And what I like about what's happening is the compromise that they've reached with the $125 million bond issue that we're talking about as kind of a bridge loan. It's a revenue anticipation bond at the present time, is that this new administration coming in has been dealt a bad hand. And they're willing to compromise, and they're willing to give some controls to third parties to have a much more transparent situation, landscape. And they've already proven themselves by restricting what they can do by ordinance. J.P. Morrell has introduced a number of ordinances that have been voted on that kind of restricts, and that's why I wanted to have him on this morning to talk about that. Because that lays, in my view, the groundwork, the landscape, for a different approach. One that has more internal controls. One that is more transparent. One that provides the remedial steps necessary to overcome what we have experienced, which has not been pleasant, quite frankly, over the last 4 weeks, right? As we've been getting drips and drabs of information, And to Joe Threat's credit, who's the interim CAO, he's the one that's kind of put this forward in some respects. And I got to tell you, quite honestly, he's been, I thought, pretty honest about where we find ourselves. And when challenged with, you know, would you have done it this way? He said, no. I mean, this is contrary to the way that I was doing it in public works. So you have this kind of disjointed hodgepodge of internal policies. How we got to here, they're going to get to the bottom of that, and there's going to be more revelations. There's no doubt about that. But I can tell you that the members of the council, and I'm sure the incoming new members to the council, having interviewed them, they're going to be like hound dogs on this issue, right? And they bring actually a lot of experience with finances as well. So I think in some respect, you know, the council could possibly even be stronger as it relates to their ability to understand the internal machinations of what's happening right now with the city of New Orleans. Obviously, I live in Jefferson Parish. I don't get the vote there. If I was a resident of the city of New Orleans, I would vote for these propositions, because I really believe, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, you know, that term defining moment sometimes overused. It's beat around a lot, but I think it fits here. And I think we got one opportunity early onset in Helena Moreno's administration to get this right and to create the momentum necessary to carry us through. Because if we don't give her the necessary tools to do so, this will be a long first term. And it'll be, if she's fortunate enough and has a desire to run for re-election and does so, it'll be long 8 years. So we've got this opportunity right now, and I don't want to say it's blind faith, but because it's not, we just have to give this new administration coming in the faith that they need, the tools that they need, and to help all of us together create the landscape that's needed to be able to succeed. Just my two cents. We'll be right back. Stay with us. In the coming hour, we'll visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. They go into Bryant-Denny Stadium to take on Alabama. Mike Haas, the Saints take on the Panthers out in Carolina. And we'll talk turkey with Mel Dussel from Dawnbusters Kiwanis Club. So stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.